Uniform 2 Tango Mobile.
T, W, 2, T, and 0, T, R.
I'm W, 2, T.
New Rusty, it is. Most of that bad weather, hopefully, has gone away from us. And had a bad experience to start out the day. I got a FedEx shipment of a lawn implement. And, my God, it looked like a car wreck. And the guy didn't knock. He didn't ring the doorbell. He just dumped it on the steps and hauled out of here. Really ticked me off. So I finally, after going through all of the different press this button and press that button crap, I finally got a human being. And he was really good from Home Depot. And I told him what this thing looked like. It had parts sticking out of it and holes in the box. It was just a mess. Anyways, he gave me $100 off the next one and ordered it for me. And all I got to do is take this one down and return it now. I hope we can lift it into the back of the truck. I think between the two of us we can. But it really ticked me off.
I don't like shipping anything via FedEx. Their drivers have a tendency to be not people-friendly.
I agree with that. Prime's always been good, and also the Amazon's been good. I got an UPS, and the Postal Service, when our regular postal lady's on, has been excellent, too. So we're pretty lucky there. I never seen such a package delivered. There was a piece of ready bolt, or all thread sticking out of it, about a foot and a half out the bottom of it. And he just left it that way. And he turned it over and took a picture of it, so you didn't see that. And you know, we ship peaches and that to our nephew up in Boston in the summertime occasionally. And they've always been very good. They get them the next day. And UPS up to Kansas, we sent some to a friend up there one time, and not so good. A lot of them was over-ripened and rotten by the time they got there, and they didn't deliver them when they said they would. And it was more expensive. So we use FedEx occasionally, but we don't have that much. It's kind of a, I call it a lawn sweeper. And I ain't going to be no more of that, me going over the lawn two or three times to get the dead grass off, you know, or not dead, but grass cuttings. So I decided to break down and buy that, and to get $100 off now, that's really reasonable because it wasn't that much in the first place. Anyways, got some good news this morning, though.
That's good, and I'll... Well, I'm out here tooling around, gonna go over and meet my friend, pick her up, her place, and then just before 1 o'clock, we'll start heading towards GSP, because her sister's coming in a little after two, and I volunteered to be transportation today, because Elaine doesn't like driving into, doing a whole lot of driving in the rain, particularly if it gets to be heavy, so... Anyway, and I'm going to let my GPS take me on a different route over to her house, so, you know, we'll see what happens.
Then there's still a slight possibility of some storms spinning up this afternoon, or towards Spartanburg, matter of fact. Well, last night I was sitting at the radio and got down there pretty late. I checked in with the net control, and... lo and behold, I'd worked, picked Karen Island again on a different band, and I worked that one in Liberia again on a different band. And up pops this guy, and he identified it twice. It was a K2, kilowatt 2, something ZZ. And he was the only one that put it up on QRZ, and it was Indonesia. Well, I've worked in Indonesia before, but never got confirmation, and it's rare for this part of the world. So I always been told work him and then worry about it. And I just knew he was a pirate. And he was 5'5", clear as a bell. And he was on 17 meters, which usually isn't open of an evening like that. And anyways, I went ahead and worked him. Said 73s to the guy. And he sent 73s back. And lo and behold, this morning, he was the first one to confirm him and Samoa on a different band. And that was my 308th contact. And it made 200 on 17. So I was really pleased. I've been working for that 200th one on 17 also for a long time. And once you get up past 300 on the country, it's very rare that you ever get another one.
And you get them confirmed, that makes it even better. So that's always a good thing. And I'll tell you what, that's good. And that means he's on Logbook of the World. He confirmed right away, so you're good to go on that. That sounds like a good deal. And those are the ones you like to get.
Well, I started to text you and tell you, and I thought, no, a clear signal like that from Indonesia, that's got to be a pirate. And then to top it off, I was the last one he worked, and he'd only worked at one or two other guys, only one that posted it. And I thought, well, I'm not going to put that up on QRZ. They'll laugh at me and think how dumb I am for working a pirate. Sometimes I see guys post them as pirates. But I just kind of thought, oh, no, I'll go ahead and send it up just for drill. And so that kind of topped off the morning for me. I felt good about that. Even though we got the bad news early, that was good news later. I couldn't believe it, Rusty. It just was luck. And then he just shut down. I never heard another signal after mine on that. I listened for a little while. I thought, that was too easy. Oh, well, once in a while, you know, you're good for a good one.
Now and then, things go your way. And I'm on a road I haven't been on in ages, going out here through the countryside over here. And they have cleared a bunch of this land over here. They've got it marked off for building housing and everything out here and all that. So it's very interesting what's going on out in this area out here. Yeah, well, that's good, Tom. That's good. I'll tell you what, I'm losing it, so I'm going to drop out for right now because I'm dropping down into a spot where I'm getting bad here. And I'll catch up to you in a little bit. N0TRW2D, 73s for now.
Okay, Rusty. You have a good day. And, yeah, I seen where the average house of prices went up, the average price of groceries went up, and it's sickening out there. What people have to go through nowadays, 7-point-some-odd% for a house, and it's just, there's no end to it, it doesn't seem like. Take care and have a good day. W2T and 0TR 73.